Good morning, this is Nick Bailey with the 8 o'clock news bulletin, the Isle of Man. Support continues to pour in from all over the world for the Isle of Man and their fight for freedom. Member nations of the Committee for Colonialism at the United Nations have pledged their support for the island. An unconfirmed report from New York quotes Senator Goldberg, the U.S. representative at the UN, as saying that he will support the island's case. Today, the Court of Tynwald will be meeting in the historical Parliament building in Douglas to consider a resolution calling for complete autonomy in the island's domestic affairs and censuring the Labour government in Westminster for their action in attempting to apply the oppressive Marine Offences Bill to the Isle of Man against the wishes of the people. And now the rest of the news. America, the United States Commission on Civil Rights, has proposed stronger laws to end white-only schools in the southern states. Its report says that integration is taking too long and violence against Negroes is still discouraging many of them from seeking education with white children. Abervan. The National Coal Board have said they accept the blame for the Abervan disaster because they failed to provide a clear tipping policy. To prevent such a disaster happening again, all their tips have been examined and staff are now being specially trained at tip management. Lord Robins has offered to resign as chairman of the board, but the Minister of Power, Mr. Marsh, has said the board should finish studying the Abervan report before this is considered. Television. An offer of a 40% holding in a new company headed by Lord Harlech, which takes over the TWW region, has been rejected by Television Wales and West. Shareholders have been told that this has been done on the advice of bankers who pointed out that TWW would have no voice in the new company and that there were other investments which would give as good a return. Aden. A report reaching Aden suggests that the Russians have offered military aid to the Republican regime in the Yemen if it will allow Soviet Air Force planes to use an airport near the city of Sana. The arms and supplies Russia are said to be offering will be used against the Yemeni royal forces. The Congo. The rebel group of 150 white mercenaries and about 500 former gendarmes from Katanga who've been fleeing across the eastern Congo have reached the town of Bukavu, but they've been kept out by artillery fire from Congolese troops.
The whole family, including the car, can tour the Tour Triangle in the cheapest and fastest roll-on, roll-off ferries running between Immingham, Amsterdam, and Gothenburg. Now, Tour Hollandia joins Tour Anglia. These sister ships have many popular facilities, including nursery, teenagers' room, and band, spacious cabins, plus aircraft seat accommodation, delicious meals, sauna, and hairdressing salon. There are still a few immediate vacancies if you reserve now by phoning Immingham 771. That's Immingham 771. The Tour sister ships combine to give the cheapest, fastest ferry service between England, Holland, and Sweden. Tour with the Tour Triangle. Phone Immingham 771.
Or contact your local travel agent.
Ireland, Wales, and most of England will have sunny intervals and showers, some of which will be heavy with thunderstorms in places, but most east coast areas may well remain dry throughout with good sunny periods. Scotland will start dry and rather cloudy, but showers and scattered thunderstorms will break out in southwestern districts during the late afternoon and evening. It will again be warm in most districts, but near the east coast, it will be rather cool. The Caroline temperature is 18 degrees centigrade, that's 65 degrees Fahrenheit. Next news in 1 hour's time at 9 o'clock. This has been Nick Bailey.
You've just heard Caroline Radio News brought to you with the compliments of Tour Line, the fastest and cheapest ferry service between England, Holland, and Sweden.